hear people say a lot, listen to the heart. What does that mean to you, that phrase, listen to the heart?
Well, I don't know what it means. It depends upon different situations and all that, but the voice of conscience, as it is called, to be aware of it, try to be always alert to it. Maybe this little thing can give you a better understanding that I've heard from Baba. You know, there's a film called The Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. Have you Charlton seen it? Heston.
Huh?
With Charlton Heston.
Yeah, whatever it is, I forget. I only know the title. So we went with Baba to see the film called Ten Commandments. Yeah. So while we are there in the theater and seeing on the screen and all that, the different scenes that are there, so it's the time now when Moses is there on Mount Sinai. And then all of a sudden, you know, he receives the tablet of Ten Commandments. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
On Mount Sinai? Yeah. And so then Baba turns to us and turns to me. I was sitting by his side. He says, see this? What it is? And of course, being dark, you see, at that time, he says, remind me when you go out about it. So when we came out, what he tells us is that, do you mean to say that these tablets were thrown by somebody there from the skies to come here? It is symbolic representation. All the Ten Commandments are embedded, are innate in all creatures. These are the Ten Commandments that are innate there. As soon as something which is contrary to the Ten Commandments, there's always an alert feeling, an awareness that comes to you. So that's how it is. The voice of the conscience is there that picks, you see.
It's common to everybody.
Yeah, common to everybody. There's no need to tell you what to do and how to behave in life. Yeah, it's all innate in you. Nobody gives you anything. It is there. It has been given from the time, very inception of creation. That's it. You follow?
Yes.
So that's the voice of the heart. The feeling, as it is called. You can feel that. And he always would want us, when there is naturally guilt complex in us, and we harbor that feeling of guilt, you know, and all of that. So he would be very against such things, when I'm really guilty of it all. Baba says, never do that. Never harbor any feeling of guilt in you. The moment that you are awakened to the feeling of guilt in you, that's the moment when you have been forgiven. That's how it comes out. You follow? Yeah.
So let that go.
Huh?
So let go of the guilt.
Yeah. Otherwise, you will be belittling my infinite compassion if you carry on with the guilt. Such compassion is there.